At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. First steps, first swim lesson, or first sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents have their best summer ever, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Generations of families have trusted our must-haves for babies, toddlers, and kids. Designed to shine season after season. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. And we've got energy in the house. Energy's back in again in the house today, talking with Ms. Paulette Fox, who is the executive director of OIC New Britain. You're back.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to have you back.
I love coming here.
I love you. I just love your energy. I love your spunk. And I love everything that you do in the New Britain community. And you brought a friend.
More than just a friend, I have brought to this community Mr. Louis King, President and CEO of OICs of America.
Whoa, Mr. President is in the house.
Happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you, Mr. King. And this isn't your first rodeo in New Britain, right?
No, actually, I was here 2 weeks ago for a STEM fest and... A couple years ago, Paulette had me come in for her gala and OIC Sunday, and I'll be back next month for the gala again. So I know my way from the airport.
You must like it here.
I do. It's lovely country.
Again, we're speaking with Louis King II. Do we need to put the second in there?
Just coming, Louis.
Just coming. Okay, just Louis. Thank you, sir. But let's talk a little bit about your experience with OIC in general, because you've been... There's affiliates now in how many? 19 states,
yes.
OIC affiliates. And the number of jobs, 2.5 million that you create, we'll get into that. But again, let's talk a little bit about you, because you started at the Paulette Fox level, correct?
Right. I came back to the United States in 1989 as an Army officer and had never lived in an American city as an adult. I went off to college at 17, and then I was in the Army 10 years, and I found a little boys running around with their hats turned sideways, holding the community hostage, and it was clear they needed jobs. By 1995, I led a merger and helped form Summit Academy OIC in Minneapolis. The old one, TCOIC, needed some help, and I joined. And I found out I was joining a great movement. You know, we were founded by Leon Sullivan. We're 61 years old. We now have 40 affiliates, and we believe the best social service program in the world is a job. We exist for one purpose, to help forgotten people in forgotten places get an access to the middle class, and that's what I've committed my life to. And champions out here like Paulette have been doing the work for a long time and built the relationships in the community so that folks can take care of themselves and don't need to depend on the misery management machine of welfare, charity, and corrections.
And you've really figured it out. I mean, it sounds like, you know, you're getting them when they're young. And I know I've had the privilege of going over to OIC, talking to some of these young people, doing some videos with some of these young people. And, you know, it's not an easy job. You know that, Paulette. I mean, it's you're starting from the basic of how to look somebody in the eye, how to shake somebody's hand. You know, how do you eat with a fork? I mean, talk about how grassroots OIC is when they get their hands on these young people. When you get your hands on them, I should say.
Well, I probably got my own unique technique.
But you think?
Professionally, we are preparing the future workforce. So we take rising fifth graders getting ready to go into sixth grade and middle school and working with them with the work-based competencies, which is communication, interpersonal skills, job-seeking skills, giving them an opportunity to begin to look at what do you want to be, not wait till high school, but develop a career pathway with them in middle school. As they stay with me through high school, they have been graduating in 4 years. I have a 95% graduation rate, which is better than the state of Connecticut.
Absolutely. And if you see the programs over at OIC, you'll know why. How important is it to have OIC national and affiliate support? I mean, does it make you feel like you're not alone in this fight to get young people where they need to be?
I'm actually smiling because when Mr. King came to the helm, his vision of workforce and how to empower people fit in with what we were already doing. This is my 40th year, but his guidance and his initiative to make major changes that will create thousands of jobs for people through STEM. And he can talk a little bit more about his Sullivan Training Academy. But if you could visit his Summit Academy, is the epitome of what workforce programs should be like around the country, not just in Minnesota. So he has something that people should be modeling. They should be calling him and getting involved. And our goal is, hopefully, they will support the Sullivan initiative bill that we have in Washington. Again, Mr. King can speak.
Yeah, let's talk about more. That. So what's that about?
Certainly. The country, if you turn on the television, is in a great deal of turmoil.
You think?
well, there are a few things happening. One, there's a demographic shift occurring. For the first time, the majority of the kids in K-12 are no longer white. So if you just back up and say, wait a minute, the kindergarten class is majority brown kids and black kids, what does that mean 20 years from now when you're 25?
What does it mean?
It means that they will be the workers and parents of the future, the majority in the demographic. Now, we have to get them ready for that now, and you can't wait until high school because in many times, folks, whether they're rural or urban, are socially and economically isolated. They only see the people around them. They don't know any doctors, lawyers, pilots. You have to put that in their head, expose them to it, and then show them the way to get there. So we have a STEM initiative that we brought to New Britain because Paulette had this base of kids. Well, again, when in high school, the guidance counselor is probably dealing with the top 5% and is overrun. Well, what about the rest of the kids? So we have a STEM initiative because, again, this is unfolding rapidly. Nobody's been in it for 100 years. Here's a chance for them to get in on the ground floor and grow with it. I was out in California this weekend, and you see these driverless cars?
Oh, yeah. Okay. My brother has one. No thanks.
Okay. Well, they instead of a Uber, you get this Waymo that comes by, picks you up. There were no 65-year-olds taking that ride. These were young kids. Now, fast forward to when they're 80. They'll have grown up with this technology, all right? Wow. And most of our parents now, we're taking the keys from them.
Right, you know? Right.
Well, the 20-year-olds won't have that problem in the future. they'll just get in their cars and go about their business, all right? Think about that.
Yeah.
All right?
Right.
A problem that many of our friends have is taking the keys from the people. They won't have that problem, autonomous vehicles. So our children and grandchildren are going to grow up in a very different world. And our STEM initiative, STEM Links, is the one that Paulette runs, and I want to say she's one of my top performers. It connects these kids to these pathways so that they don't have to rely on becoming an athlete or an entertainer. They can do something else and get in on the ground floor. That complements our Sullivan Training Network, which is all about the parents who have to work today. And we provide 8 to 20 weeks of credential training, no out-of-pocket costs, with a focus on livable wages. Because you hear the debate on television now, all those angry people, they have a right to be angry. The jobs got shipped abroad. You can no longer work at the plant or the mill. The only thing that's out there in these little small towns are Dollar General, the Walmart, and maybe a penitentiary.
Yeah.
That's it. And so they're sitting there. Their children have to leave the town in order to get opportunity. There's nothing for them there, and boy, are they mad. Luckily, though, now since COVID came, we've learned to do things remotely.
Remotely, yeah. So these programs could be accessed wherever you are.
Yes, we're launching a hybrid model. And there's a big debate going on now about being in the office versus working from home.
Right.
But for some, that argument has been settled. And we'll see opportunities for people. We'll also see opportunities in these disasters, rebuilding communities. When the cameras...
The trades.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Infrastructure.
Yes.
Okay. Housing. Mm-hmm. These are things you can't ship abroad, and they're independent of the economic cycle. Let's go get that opportunity.
So let me ask you this. Again, we're speaking with Lewis King. He's a president and CEO of OIC America, and Ms. Paulette Fox, who is the executive director of OIC right here in New Britain. So you're training the parents, from what I understand.
Yep.
They're going to get some, because I also think that's what's missing. You know, I remember back in the day, a lot of parents, or at least the mother, was still at home, and you had that. Someone taught you how to set a table. Someone taught you how to cook. Someone taught you how to, you know, basic things because they were there. Today, that's not necessarily the case. You might not even have two parents. Chances are they're both working. So, you know, that part has to be hands-on. But I think for you to reach out to parents and get them involved just makes sense. So talk about this bill. What are you trying to pass? And more importantly, I want people to grab, you know, a pen and paper. How can they learn more about the Sullivan program?
Certainly. Our goal is to get our enrollment up to 100,000 people a year.
Mm-hmm.
By the year 2030, and we're on a glide path to get there. The Sullivan Training Network is all about tapping the asset that's sitting right there, the people who've been left on the sidelines. So we're introducing a bill in Congress. It has bipartisan support. Congressman Evans out of Philadelphia and Edwards out of North Carolina, both a Democrat and a Republican. $150 million bill over a five-year period, which will be introduced this month in the House. And I just came here from Washington, D.C., meeting with senators to try to get support. And we're going to be looking for letters of support from communities and leaders and people who understand that we need to upskill and reskill America, and that people who've been left on the sidelines are now an untapped asset. We don't have any throwaway people because our population is shrinking. And so we have to have a mechanism to do that, and the OICs are right there. We're providing the skills, working with employers to design the programs, and ensuring there's a job at the end of the rainbow.
Well, and I think you bring up a good point. From my perspective, I don't think a lot of people know how to go for those jobs or know where to even start, right? Like, I'll look at a CEO of a major company and I think, wow, how did they get there? You know, someone who's very successful, how did they get there? Well, right, some of it is right place, right time, and be able to access, you know, people, places, and things that'll help you get there.
My grandmother was a custodian, and she used to tell me, baby, you think you're so smart. But it's not what you know, but who you know.
That's true.
And of course, I didn't believe that. But now, what gives a person power? Their social network.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're born into a social network of billionaires, ta-da.
Yeah.
But if you were born...
Well, my last name is Baldwin.
Close.
No relation.
If you're born into... When I used to interview the kids who were going to the military academies. If you're born on a farm, that's your work ethic. That's what you know. That's everybody you know is in that business. If you're born into a construction company, a construction family, a carpenter, you go to the job site. You help out. By the time you're 17, 18 years old, you got a summer job.
Yep.
You know all the steps it takes to get into the union and to get a job, and you know the people. If you are from a community that is impoverished and isolated, you don't know anybody. You have to have, and everybody around you is stuck right where they are. Mm-hmm. Now, you know where to go get the charity. You know how to go get the government benefits. You might know people who know the drug game, but you don't know what it takes, as Paulette was saying, to take the entrance exam, to get into college, to know what the prerequisites are, or how to become a plumber, because you don't know any plumbers.
Yeah.
And that's where we come in. We the three factors to success: an education, a skill that you can trade across the table, and a social network. Believe me.
And can I add to that?
Yeah.
I know those are your three, but I want to add one more.
What do you got?
People skills.
Oh, yeah.
People skills.
Definitely.
You know, it's funny, and I think I've said this before. You know, when I hire people here to work at Baldwin Media, I really don't care what your grades are. I don't really care, you know, about your higher education. What I care about is your people skills, your work ethic. I mean, some of the people that I've hired here that have, you know, come from nothing are the best employees I've ever had.
Right. And again, that's a skill that you can trade across the table.
Yeah.
People like you, all right?
Yeah.
You know how to interact with people. And what I found, you know, they have all these titles for these folks: disadvantaged, marginalized,
yeah, yeah.
underserved,
yes.
you know, underprivileged. No, we're just broke.
I love that.
I like it.
You know? But it's
just broke.
Yeah.
And everybody we know is in the same shape.
Yeah. And you know what? You could be broke tomorrow.
Absolutely.
You know, what do they say? Everybody's like one or two paychecks away from being broke.
Broke.
You know, it's not that unattainable, but not something we want. But talk about how hard it is, though, to reach in, you know, to these kids, to get them to understand. Is that why you're starting with them young and you're following them through, right? They're not just... This isn't just a one-off class you go take and, oh, you're all set to go, you know, conquer the world. But talk about the challenges that come with that, Paulette.
Well, I'm kind of smiling because with the Consolidated School District, we did a project with the manufacturers. And we recruited the youth who were in the manufacturing program at the high school. And we recruited their parents and their parents' friends. And we had about 35 parents sign up to do the manufacturing classes that we do during the day. All of them graduated. The employers were there. We did the interviewing. All of them are working now for local manufacturing companies in the area. We also brought that manufacturing program down to middle school. So you introducing it to sixth graders, seventh graders, eighth graders. So like Mr. King said, like they're growing up with that interest in manufacturing. We took out a lot of stuff from our schools for whatever reason, homemaking, auto mechanics. When we were exposing our youth to these kind of skills and trades, and at one point the public schools had a lot of trades in them, then we got rid of them in just the trade school. So I'm saying that it does take a community. And one of the things I love about New Britain is from the Chamber of Commerce to the City of New Britain to our school district to our police department, fire department, everybody is in the same game.
Yep.
We're playing to empower our youth because this is our future workforce.
Right. And a big piece of that is you. I mean, you've been at this for a long time. You haven't lost ever. I've never seen you lose your enthusiasm. I'm sure you have your moments. But, you know, it just takes that constant thing. And the best part about the legacy for both of you, because you ran an OIC program where you were, you've run this program for so long, you've lived to see the results. And I almost get goosebumps when I think about the people that started with OIC Give me an example.
Certainly. When I came back to the States and saw how the folks in the African-American community were living, and men were perceived as dangerous, and they didn't have a tradition of work, and I looked around and said, what can we do? There was a housing stock that was keeping the streets clean, and I just kept at it in that way. And then along came three stadiums, University of Minnesota, the Minnesota Twins, and the Minnesota Vikings. We organized, and also MnDOT, the Department of Transportation, mm-hmm. that spends billions of dollars every year and nobody even thinks about it. We organized and we put people in. And this was back in 2007 when I got started. I now have guys who are foremen, superintendents, own their own companies. They're bringing people in. We've created what I call the ant trail, where you put a crumb down on the ground. There's one ant comes and gets it. You come back later, him and all his buddies got the whole loaf of bread. I mean, that's the way that this game gets played. And you really... because of the demographic shift and now the emergence of people of color, DEI is second to, they simply need workers. There's a worker shortage. But the problem is they don't have relationships into these communities.
They're there. Yeah. They're, you know, they keep talking about, you know, with deportation, we're not going to have enough workers. They're here.
They're here.
They're here. You just got to go out you to the farms in the rural
areas. You don't
areas.
Have relationships
right.
with them.
Right.
And that's where people like Paulette come in. She's been around 40 years.
I
all
know.
Right. So you're not around that long if you don't have credibility.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And people know you and they trust you. And now you have a legacy. And that's the way things work, which is the magic of what we do. When I walk in to the senator's office or the congressman's office, I'm not a bright idea. We've been around 61 years.
Right. You've got a proven track record.
A
yes,
track
that's
record.
What you've
yes,
got.
We do.
And
ooh, I like
it's
that. You can
people.
Use that if you want. Look, I'm not here to talk about a new idea. I'm here to talk to you about a proven track record.
Proven track record.
Yes.
And we're very proud of our results. The Sullivan Training Network is all about living wage jobs. 70% graduation rate.
And this is for the parents.
This is for the parents.
Uh-huh.
Because the parents are the textbook to the children for what an adult does.
Oh, yeah.
If your parents get up and go work every day, that's what you learn.
Mm-hmm.
If you're running a business, and I've run businesses, and that's all you can do because you're a slave to the business, you go into these stores and the shopkeeper opens it,
yep.
and they close it.
Yep.
They're there all day. That's what they learn. But if you grow up in a household where nobody gets up for 11 o'clock, everybody's going around reporting to social workers or probation officers, and that's what you see, then that's your world. And you were born into that. You didn't choose it. So how do we interrupt that, provide a bridge for the employers and for these people? That's where OIC comes in.
Let me ask you, again, we're speaking with Lewis King, the president and CEO of OIC America. Where can people go and find out more information about the national organization?
OICofAmerica.org. Just go to the internet, or you can put in OICA, OICofAmerica.org. And if all else fails, Google my name, Lewis J. King II, LOUISKING, and OIC will pop up. I'm very proud of the work that we do and to carry on the legacy of Leon Sullivan. This was a civil rights era organization, and, you know, today some of them have been replaced by Black Lives Matter and those types of things. The OIC's mission is as relevant today as it was in 1960.
Absolutely.
And is it just for people of color?
No, everybody.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going down to Asheville. In fact, I was in Asheville, North Carolina in December. So heartbreaking to see how those folks from Appalachia have been displaced.
Mm-hmm.
And the cameras are gone.
Yep.
And the places haven't been rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
And back to the manufacturing that they used to have there.
Gone.
Left.
Yeah.
And these folks are sitting there going, what next?
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder why they show up on television angry.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like you said, it's like, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. That's the way the news is. They're there when the people are crying and and desperate, and then they move on to the next thing.
But poverty has no race.
Right, right.
Poverty has no race. And, you know, we do a very good job of ignoring people and pretending that they don't exist. Mm-hmm. They won't even use the word poor. You know, they talk about disadvantage and this. But I say, well, you'll call somebody else wealthy. You'll call them middle class.
That's true.
But how about the poor? I mean, you didn't do.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. First steps, first swim lesson, or first sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents have their best summer ever, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Generations of families have trusted our must-haves for babies, toddlers, and kids. Designed to shine season after season. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Do it, but that's their condition. And most time, folks don't even know that they're poor. They just think that that's their life until they see somebody else living that way. And that's what we do. We give them hope. But beyond hope, we give them the skills and the connections needed to make a better life.
And I just can't applaud you both enough. And all of your OIC affiliates. I mean, how many affiliates do you have across the country now?
We now have 40 training partners. We have 27 legacy OICs like Paulette's who have been there from the beginning, and we're in a growth mode now so that we can get to 100,000. We're adding new friends.
Well, good. If you want to be a friend of OIC, and I don't know why you wouldn't want to be. I mean, even if you are already successful, give it back. You know, go talk to these kids, inspire them, tell them, you know, some of the hurdles that you've gone through and the rivers that you've almost drowned in, and, you know, everybody's got a story. And if you share that story, because they think you're at the top and it just happened, it's magic. But, you know, we all go through a lot of stuff to get where we're at.
Peaks and valleys.
Peaks and valleys. And we've all had them. You just got to be honest enough to admit it and reveal it and inspire these people to get where they need to get. Well, it was so great to have you back, Paulette.
Thank you, Ann. It's a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you so much, sir. And thank you for your service. I respect that. I was at Air Force ROTC.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had a boyfriend, so I never signed up. But, you know, I almost got there. But no, I respect that and I appreciate that. And I appreciate what you all do. And we know it's not because you're rich. You do it because you're rich in your heart, right? Makes you rich in the heart.
I'm a patriot. I believe in this country. I believe in the epic journey of my people. And the work that we do is about the future of the country. And we got to be strong economically. If we're not strong economically, then we're going to have chaos.
That's absolutely right. All right, well, check it out.
Thank you.
OICofAmerica.org.
That's us.
All right, thank you very much again, Lewis King, Paulette Fox, and thank you for tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years.
and their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!